Have you ever had one of those moments where you feel like things are about to shift in a big way? Like when you're waiting for a bus and suddenly you get a feeling that it's coming soon, even before you see it. Or when you're baking cookies and you can smell that sweet aroma spreading through the house, letting you know they're almost ready. Well, imagine that same kind of feeling, but not about buses or cookies, about your life. It's like a little nudge from deep inside that says, "Hey, pay attention, something important is happening here." Today we're looking at 9 important signs, which means God is working on your life, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. You might not be able to put it into words, but you just know that things are brewing, like a pot of soup simmering on the stove. You can't see it yet, but you can feel the heat rising, and you know it's only a matter of time before it's ready to serve. That's what it's like when God is up to something in your life. It's like He's stirring things up, getting everything just right for the next step in your journey. Now, you might be wondering, how can I tell if it's really God at work or just a coincidence? Well, that's where the signs come in. Just like how you can tell it's about to rain when the sky gets dark and the air feels heavy, there are signs that show when God is moving in your life. These signs aren't always flashy or dramatic. In fact, they're often subtle, like little whispers from heaven reminding you that you're not alone. So, if you've ever felt that stirring in your soul or noticed things falling into place in unexpected ways, then you just might be experiencing one of these signs. So, let's take a closer look at what they are and how they can help you recognize when God is at work in your life. Sign 1. Divine connections. You know those moments when you meet someone and it feels like you've known them forever, even though you just met? Or when you're going through a tough time and suddenly a friend reaches out with just the right words to lift your spirits? That's what we're talking about here. Divine connections are like those unexpected friendships or encounters that leave you feeling uplifted, inspired, and maybe even a little awestruck. It's like God is saying, "Hey, I see you, and I've got your back." These connections aren't just random chance. They're part of God's plan to bring people into your life who can support you, encourage you, and help you grow closer to Him. So, if you've been noticing more of these special connections lately, don't write them off as just coincidence. They could be a sign that God is at work, weaving together the threads of your life in ways you can't even imagine. So, pay attention to those moments when you feel a spark of connection with someone new, and don't be afraid to reach out and nurture those relationships. You never know how God might use them to shape your journey and lead you closer to His purpose for your life. Sign 2. Peace amidst chaos. You know that feeling when everything around you seems to be spinning out of control, but deep down, you still feel strangely calm? It's like being in the eye of a storm, chaos all around, but a peaceful stillness in the center. This is what we mean by peace amidst chaos. It's not about pretending everything is fine when it's not, but rather finding a sense of inner calmness and stability even when life throws curveballs your way. It's like having an anchor for your soul that keeps you grounded when the winds of uncertainty blow. So, if you've been experiencing moments of unexpected peace in the midst of life's storms, don't dismiss them as mere luck. They could be a sign that God is at work, holding you steady and reminding you that you're not alone. Take comfort in knowing that no matter what storms may rage around you, God's peace can always be found in the depths of your soul. Sign 3. Aligned desires. Have you ever noticed that your heart seems to be drawn to certain things or experiences? It's like there's a magnetic pull guiding you towards what you truly want deep down inside. Well, when those desires start lining up with what God wants for you, that's what we call aligned desires. Aligned desires are like when you suddenly find yourself wanting the same things that God wants for you, like love, kindness, forgiveness, and making a positive impact on the world around you. It's like your heart and God's heart are singing the same tune, dancing to the same beat. So, if you've been feeling a shift in your desires lately, pay attention to where they're leading you. They could be a sign that God is whispering His plans for your life into your heart, nudging you in the direction of His purpose and calling for you. Don't be afraid to follow where those desires lead, for they just might lead you to the greatest adventure of your life. Sign 4. Unexpected blessings. You're going about your day, minding your own business, when out of nowhere, something amazing happens. Maybe you receive an unexpected bonus at work, or a long-lost friend reaches out to reconnect. These little surprises that bring joy and goodness into your life? That's what we're talking about when we say unexpected blessings. Unexpected blessings are like little gifts from above, moments when you feel like the universe, or maybe something even greater, is smiling down on you. They come in all shapes and sizes, from the smallest acts of kindness to the biggest miracles. And while they may catch you off guard, they're a reminder that there's something bigger at work in your life, orchestrating moments of joy and abundance. So, if you've been noticing more of these unexpected blessings lately, take a moment to pause and appreciate them. They're not just happy accidents. They're signs that God is looking out for you, showering you with His love and provision in ways you might not even realize. So, count your blessings, big and small, and let them fill your heart with gratitude and wonder. Sign 5. Clarity of purpose. You know that feeling when you're trying to solve a puzzle and suddenly all the pieces start to fit together perfectly? That's what clarity of purpose feels like. It's like finally seeing the big picture and understanding your place in it. Clarity of purpose is when you have a clear sense of direction and meaning in your life. It's like finding your North Star, guiding you towards your true calling and passion. Maybe you've been feeling unsure or lost, but then suddenly, it's like a light bulb goes off in your head and everything makes sense. So, if you've been experiencing moments of clarity lately, where you feel like you know exactly what you're meant to do and where you're meant to go, don't ignore them. They could be a sign from above, a gentle nudge from God guiding you towards your destiny. Embrace that clarity, follow where it leads, and trust that God has a plan and purpose for your life that's greater than you could ever imagine. Sign 6. Divine protection. Think about those times when you narrowly avoid a disaster, like when you almost trip on a curb but catch yourself at the last second, or when you're driving and a car suddenly swerves into your lane, but somehow you manage to avoid a collision. That feeling of relief and gratitude? That's what we're talking about when we say divine protection. Divine protection is like having a guardian angel watching over you, keeping you safe from harm even when you're unaware of the danger. It's those near misses and close calls that leave you feeling shaken but grateful, knowing that someone, or something, is looking out for you. So, if you've ever found yourself in a dangerous situation and walked away unscathed, or if you've experienced moments of unexpected safety and security, take a moment to thank whatever higher power you believe in. It could be a sign that you're being protected and guided by forces beyond your understanding, keeping you safe and sound as you journey through life. Sign 7. Spiritual growth. Have you ever felt like you're growing and changing from the inside out? Like you're becoming a better version of yourself, little by little, every day? That's what we mean by spiritual growth. It's like flexing your soul muscles and getting stronger in your faith. Spiritual growth is about deepening your connection with something bigger than yourself, whether you call it God, the universe, or something else entirely. It's about seeking truth, wisdom, and understanding, and letting those things shape who you are and how you live your life. So, if you've been feeling a tug on your heart to dive deeper into your faith, or if you've noticed yourself becoming more compassionate, more forgiving, or more loving towards others, don't ignore those feelings. They could be a sign that you're on the right path, growing and evolving in ways that align with your spiritual journey. Embrace those moments of growth, keep seeking, keep learning, and trust that the seeds you're planting now will blossom into something beautiful in the days and years to come. Sign 8. Breakthroughs. You know those moments when you feel like you've been stuck in a rut for ages, and then suddenly, something shifts and everything changes? That's what we're talking about when we say breakthroughs. It's like breaking free from chains that have been holding you back and stepping into a whole new world of possibilities. Breakthroughs can come in many forms. Maybe it's finally overcoming an addiction that's been dragging you down, or finding the courage to leave a toxic relationship behind. It could be landing your dream job after months of searching, or finally letting go of past hurts and forgiving those who have wronged you. So, if you've been experiencing moments of breakthrough lately, where you feel like you're breaking free from old patterns and stepping into a brighter, more hopeful future, don't take them for granted. They could be a sign that God is working in your life, clearing away obstacles and paving the way for something new and beautiful to emerge. Embrace those breakthrough moments, celebrate your victories, and keep moving forward with faith and courage. Sign 9. Overflowing joy. Think about those moments when you can't help but smile from ear to ear, when your heart feels so full it might burst. That's what we're talking about when we say overflowing joy. It's like having a fountain of happiness bubbling up inside you, no matter what's going on around you. Overflowing joy isn't about pretending everything is perfect or ignoring life's challenges. It's about finding moments of pure happiness and contentment, even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. It's like finding a silver lining in every cloud, or discovering a hidden treasure in the midst of a storm. So, if you've been feeling an abundance of joy lately, where even the smallest things bring a smile to your face and warmth to your heart, cherish those moments. They could be a sign that God is at work in your life, filling you with His love and light, and reminding you that no matter what happens, joy can always be found in the simplest of pleasures. So, embrace that joy, share it with others, and let it light up your life from the inside out. So, my friend, as we wrap up, I want you to take a moment to reflect on everything we've talked about. Life is full of twists and turns, highs and lows, but through it all, God is right there with us, guiding us, protecting us, and filling our hearts with love and joy. Remember, the signs we've discussed, those little nudges, blessings, and breakthroughs are reminders that God is always at work in our lives, even when we can't see it or feel it. So, whether you're in a season of clarity and growth or facing challenges and uncertainties, know that you are never alone. Keep your eyes open for those signs of God's presence and trust in His timing and His plan for your life. And above all, hold on to hope and faith, knowing that no matter what happens, God is working all things together for your good. So, my friend, keep your heart open, your spirit strong, and your faith unwavering. And may you continue to experience the incredible journey of life with God by your side, every step of the way.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.